Speaking to a panel of state lawmakers that's studying rural schools, State Superintendent Tony Eber said school funding is a little like Major League Baseball. Just as small market teams often struggle to compete because they can't afford to pay big contracts, Eber says small rural schools struggle to pay competitive wages without some help from the state. He says that's even more true since Wisconsin limited the power of teachers' unions through Act 10.
And I'm going to say this with all due respect. This isn't a slam on Act 10 or anything, but the fact of the matter is it's more of a free market now than it's ever been before. And when you have a completely free market like that, you're going to have some losers. And I'm fearful that the rural schools are in that position.
Jerry Feeney of the Rural Schools Alliance said that disparity was happening right now.
Since Act 10, the disparities in compensation between rural and non-rural districts are increasing, and signing bonuses are being offered to candidates in certification areas that are in high demand by larger districts with more resources.
That said, neither Feeney nor Eber suggested that lawmakers repeal Act 10. Eber said lawmakers should consider some type of college loan forgiveness program for new teachers who agree to spend a certain amount of time in rural districts. Both Evers and Feeney stressed the need for more state spending specifically for rural schools, especially in districts with high transportation costs and declining enrollment. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.